Chapter 1, Renewing Your Mind, The Concept of Mind Management. After you come to Christ, God gives you new ways of thinking about Him, heaven, yourself, your circumstances, the world around you, and life in general. He gives you new information and shows you how to relate with other people. That's why Scripture tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." In other words, don't act like the rest of the world, but be transformed, transfigured, metamorphosed by renewing your mind, changing your way of thinking, accepting God's thoughts and opinions, exchanging your ideas for His, and learning to think and talk like Him. But you can't think like God except you have the right material to think on, which is His Word. God's words are His thoughts clothed in vocabulary. God has shown us that we can influence our thinking in order to become more productive, successful, and prosperous. You can manage your mind and bring forth excellence, greatness, success, and prosperity. This is your responsibility, and God expects you to do it. The Bible makes us understand how important it is to manage our minds. It not only determines the character of your personality, but the result you get and the quality of your life. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Question: do you want to transform your life? Do you want to have a better quality of life? Well, Paul says to you here by the Spirit that the way to transform, improve, and upgrade your life is by renewing your mind. I've termed this spiritual principle mind management. It refers to the concept of reorganizing or reprogramming your mind, its contents and processes, with God's Word and aligning your thinking, perceptions, and mindset about God, other people, the world, and yourself with His Word. If God is telling you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it means He's letting you know you are the one to make it happen. He's instructing you to do it because He's put the ability within you. You are the expression of your mind. Who you are today is a function of your mind. Your personality is the expression of the contents and working of your mind. The Bible says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Your life and the totality of your personality, how you live, what you do, the character of your words, etc., are the expression of your mind. Now, God has shown you that you can manage your mind. That means you can work on your mind and change its content, and that change will show up in your character and the results you have in life. Increase your value. Managing your mind is the primary principle for increasing your value, multiplying your success, upgrading your state, and thus enlarging your estate. Sometimes, you may have tried so hard and done all you thought you knew to do about something without much success. What more can you do? Well, why don't you begin with mind management? Can you manage your mind differently regarding that situation? Can you access your mental hard drive to see what files you need to delete and the new ones you need to download and install? Yes, you can, and you should. You can make your life happier and much more fulfilling by making the right changes in the structure of your thinking. We've established an important point here. You can transform your life by changing your way of thinking, that is, by renewing or managing your mind. But before we delve deeper into the contents of the mind and how to renew it, let us establish an understanding of the mind itself.